Here's a great passage in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 6, and this is Paul speaking. "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." When Martin Luther was called to defend himself before the Diet of Worms, one of the things that really struck the people in attendance was how humbly he conducted himself. In stark contrast to some of the proud intellectuals of the day, it was hard to see much besides Christ when Luther was in the room. At first, his enemies took this as evidence that he was going to be easily defeated. They mistook his humility as a sign of contrition and figured the whole controversy sparked by the 95 Theses would be over in a heartbeat. But what they took to be a sign of weakness was really Luther's greatest strength. To borrow words from another writer, quote, "He hid behind the man of Calvary, seeking only to present Jesus as the sinner's redeemer." And when someone hides in Christ, completely wrapped up in the things that God deems important, their cause becomes utterly indestructible. Even the grave doesn't pose a problem because in Christ we have the promise of the resurrection, and we know that even death has already been conquered. The world threw its worst at Martin Luther, but completely failed. In fact, the harder they tried to destroy the man, the bigger his platform became, and he soon had the ears of the world listening to the gospel. And because he refused to buckle or compromise, and because he stood on biblical principle, Martin Luther could go to his grave with an utterly clear conscience. Take a good look at today's passage. Paul has come to the end of a very successful career in the establishment of Christianity. The churches scattered across Asia Minor and Europe stood as a brilliant testament to what God can do through someone who is willing to be absorbed by God's cause. And at the end of his life, Paul was able to look back with a deep degree of satisfaction and say, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Think about something with me. What would happen if we all lived our lives with the final moment in mind? If you could stand at the end of your life right now and look back, how would you assess the decisions you're about to make today? Are you going to be able to say, "I have fought the good fight"? Or are you going to have some things you'll regret? Almost everybody in history who's been able to speak like Paul, at the end of life, has been completely absorbed in the cause of God, and that kind of brilliant living is available to anybody. And as Paul has already pointed out, it's just a better way to live.